The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Oh, yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris. I hope you are having a wonderful summer. I love summertime. I love having the kids running around and, you know, just outside nonstop playing in the sun. Doing like slip and slides and playing, you know, at the pool or the beach or whatever, you know, camp and all of that stuff. And then trying to seek some shelter inside the air conditioning because it's so stinking hot and playing some video games for a little while. That was my childhood. I don't know about you guys, but being outside all day, burnt to a crisp, coming in, hiding in the basement, playing some video games for a little while, just to recover. That's summer. So we are in the dog days of summer right now. And of course, we are waiting to see what's going to happen later this year with the Federal Reserve. What are they going to do with interest rates? Are they done raising rates? It appears that they are. So then interest rates can start to moderate, start to decline, and inflation maybe. Will start to come down maybe in the next year or two. But for now, we're kind of stuck with these higher than normal interest rates. But think about it, in the housing market, we are at a place where we are much lower than when we were in the 1990s, where we had a housing boom. So in many ways, prices on certain overpriced markets like Nevada and Utah and Salt Lake City and places like that, Phoenix, Arizona, Boise, Idaho, I always point out because my mother-in-law lives there. So I know those markets very, very well. And I know the pricing, which has dropped about 15, 16%. Those prices in those overblown markets have come down a little bit, but they're still, because they still were enormously high from where they were, up 16, 18, 20%. So even if we have come down 8%, 7%, they're still up overall in some of these residential markets. So that's what's happening on that side. And then, of course, we're seeing inflation, which is going to be continuing to stay high for quite the foreseeable future. So what does all of that mean? Well, it means you can sit on the sidelines and not invest and hope that maybe 10, 20 years from now, interest rates will somehow come magically back down to 2, 3% like they were a few years ago. I don't think that's ever going to happen. You could do that. Or you could miss all of that time in the market. It's one thing we try to teach you here on the show. It's not about timing the market. It's about time in the market. How much time are you building equity, adding to your net worth, even if interest rates are a little bit higher? You can always refinance later if they drop down. All of those things to consider. But are you building a nest egg, a cash flow property situation, a hedge against inflation, and building long-term legacy wealth for your family? Or are you sitting back and making excuses about investing, saying, 4 years from now will be a good time to invest? That's 4 years that you're not in the market and you're sitting there in cash or some sort of another Wall Street investment, and you're dealing with that volatility of the US dollar or Wall Street. So some things that I've been kicking around in my brain over the past few weeks, as I've seen what the Fed has done, what these housing prices are looking like, and where interest rates are. That's just a matter of fact right now. So Natalie and I, as I mentioned on a previous podcast a few weeks ago, we just bought four new construction properties. And, they're gonna cash flow nicely, not enormous amounts of cash flow, but we will cash flow nicely above our mortgage amount and how much we have to pay for financing. And that's great. Now it's a hedge against inflation. My money is now in a hard asset and in an appreciating market. And I don't have to, and I get the tax benefits of that. And I don't have to worry about the declining US dollar, having my money sitting in a declining US dollar. So anyway, things to think about here in these dog days of summer. Okay, let's get to today's a question and answer session. So I want to take some of your questions and give you some answers. And today we've got a question here from Mark.
Hey, Clayton, it's Mark tuning in. I just wonder, because I bought a house cash for an investment rental, if it is possible to get like a home equity line of credit also for an investment property, and how the process would be for getting that done. Would be cool if you could answer this question and let me know. Thank you.
Okay, Mark wants to know about getting a home equity line of credit on an investment property. And the answer is absolutely yes, you can. But Mark, you have to do some hard work on this, okay? This is where you separate the men from the boys. You're going to call up a bank, a local bank, and they're going to tell you, no, we don't do that. And then you're going to hang up and you're going to say, oh, I guess I'm done. Done. Can't find it. Can't find a home equity line of credit. Or are you a man? You know, in this age of like really trying to get rid of men, basically. And we don't want strong men, I guess. That's the move lately in the society, which is really, really sad. Like, do you want to be a man? Guess what? Get on the phone and call another one. They tell you no, be a man. Get on the phone, call a third one. You know, they keep telling you no, they keep telling you no, they don't do it. You'll find one. I mean, we've done it. We've done it many, many, many times. Had our investment properties that we own refinanced or given a home equity line of credit because we found a local bank that's willing to do it. You may need to just go to something like LendingTree.com and put in your information and see if you get a bank that bites on it from there. You can reach out to local hard money or private money lenders. Even if you think, okay, the banks are giving me the runaround, well, then I can do this with private money. That's another way to do it. So the answer is yes, you can absolutely do it. And you know, if you paid cash for the property, it's paid off. You have full equity in that property. Of course, a bank is going to lend on that. Let me just give you an example here. A friend of mine in New Jersey, I've told this story before. He probably owns close to 3,000 properties now, 3,000 doors, I should say, because he owns a lot of like duplexes in New Jersey. And his first property that he started out with was a duplex. He bought a rundown duplex in New Jersey, and he bought it for like $300,000 or something. It was totally nasty. You know, no one could live in it. He had to totally renovate it. And then it was worth like, I don't know, $400,000-$500,000. He went to a local bank and he was able to pull money out of that property and he rolled it into his next property. And that's how it all started for him. He just kept rolling that money. He just would invest, use the bank's money, pull the equity out after he'd renovated it and rolled it into the next property. Well, you're not doing any renovations. You've already got the property and it's already paid off. So you should be able to pull that equity out with a home equity line of credit, easy peasy lemon squeezy, but you're going to have to make a few phone calls. So yes, you just need to find the right bank. Again, I will have a link in the description to our friend Dan from Churchill Mortgage. He's been able to actually help a lot of our investors who watch our show. I'm not affiliated with him in any way. I don't make a cut of it in any way. He's a friend and he does great work down at Churchill Mortgage, Dan Krause. I will link it up in the description. He can probably point you in the right direction. He does home equity lines of credit on investment properties, and he can help you in that way. So I would just give Dan a call. That might be a place to start. And if he says he can't help you, maybe he can point you in the right direction, but be a dog with a bone, be a man and can get on the phone and continue to make those phone calls and find the bank that will let you do it. Okay. By the way, this isn't like a knock against women by any way. I just want to point that out. Like, women can be tough and do hard work and do everything they need to do as well. But I feel like there's lately in society, there's been like a point we're not allowed to talk about men being tough and doing hard work and providing for their family. And I'm very proud to say that's what men are. Men provide for their family. Tough men, strong men. And strong men are not lazy. They get up, they do the hard work every day. No one wants to be around a wimp and a lazy man. Those are the worst. So don't be a lazy man, okay? Be a tough worker. Our next question comes to us from Danielle. Let's take it away, Danielle.
Hi, Clayton. I have a question. I am a stay-at-home mom. My husband and I have $30,000 in cash and access to $15,000 in credit. We wish to get into real estate investing, starting with a fix and flip. The issue is we have the cash and the credit, but we have no steady income and our credit scores are around 650. So I'm not sure how to go about getting a hard money loan or a regular FHA loan and keep the property that we flipped for 90 days. Just kind of need some guidance on, you know, what would you do if you had that type of cash and that type of credit, but no steady income and a not so good credit score, 654.
All right. Thank you, Danielle. And thanks for being a hardworking woman as well. I'm on this tear lately about, I know it's like being home during the summer and kids like not doing their chores. And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm trying to teach my son, like, look, you do not go out and play until you get your work done first. The chores, the list, the things you got to get done first. And then you can go play with your friends in the neighborhood, you know? Anyway, so I'm on this kick. Sorry about that. So Danielle wants to know about fix and flip. Okay. It sounds like you're worried about a couple of things that, quite honestly, you shouldn't even be worried about at this stage. Because a fix and flip is, number one, in this market, it's very difficult to find a great deal. Okay, so your main focus right now, Danielle, should be the deal. Okay, and when I was starting out in real estate, I had no money and my credit score was in the 500s. Okay, so if anyone can do it, a dumb guy like me can do it, anyone can do it. And so what I had to do, I had to get creative and I had to go out and find deals. So I started wholesaling properties in New Jersey. I started literally calling up the for sale by owner section on Craigslist and going door to door. I used to walk neighborhoods. My wife would be like, where are you going? I'm like, and she's like, it's freezing out. I'm like, I'm going door to door. She's like, okay. And it was icy on the roads and snow and everything. And seriously, walking neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood. And I would put a little sticky note on the door, said, I'm interested in buying homes in this neighborhood. You know, give me a call. And I would get home at the end of the day and I'd have like 5 phone calls. People like, why'd you put a sticky note on my door? Other people like, actually, I do have a property and I didn't want to call a realtor because it's in totally rundown condition. And you said you're interested in buying homes in this neighborhood. Would you come talk to me about it? Yes, I will. Come over to the house, see that it's in terrible condition. I'm not going to fix it up. But what I'll do is I'll say, look, you know, here's what we can do. Make an offer on the property, get it under contract, and then be able to sell the contract basically to a fix and flipper who's going to do all the hard work. So as a fix and flipper, you got to find the deals. That should be priority number one, because the money always comes to the deal. Always. If you've got a great deal, the money will come. So if you've got a great deal, then all you need to do is, we have our Jay Connor program. And I just talked about it on a past podcast. Go back and listen to that full episode that I did with Jay Connor, where he teaches you how to get private money. And you don't have to have any money. He teaches you how to get private money. And so you can be getting private money for your real estate deals, and then you can fix up the property. You don't need to worry about a bank. You don't need to worry about a credit score. You don't need to worry about any of that. You just need to be a hard worker and have a deal. And so I think your focus really needs to be on finding the deals and really zeroing in on how you're going to do that. Because the money that you've got set aside is enough to get started. And you frankly don't even need any money to get started. The best real estate investors I know started with $0, nothing. Okay. And they were able to find deals because they were hard workers and they were able to attract money from other investors, you know, partnering with people that have money, partnering with other private lenders that say, I don't want to renovate the property. I'm not going to renovate the property. You're going to do that, Danielle, you and your husband. But I'll lend you some money at this percent interest rate. I don't care what your credit score is. As long as you put me on a first lien position on the mortgage on this property, I'll have a first lien position on it. So if you and your husband disappear to Guatemala or something, then I, the investor in your fix and flip project, Danielle, I then take ownership of this property. That's what I would do if I'm lending out private money to someone. So I wouldn't worry about your credit score. Credit score is garbage, okay? It's an arbitrary thing that helps keep people in a cycle of mental poverty in the United States. Don't fall for it. If I can break out of it with a 500-something credit score, then you can as well. And I just focus on the deals, okay? So fix and flipping is not easy, okay? And if you just want to take that cash that you've got sitting there and you want to put it in something that's going to be a hedge against this inflationary period right now, I would definitely consider, we've partnered with our friends over at Connect Invest to allow you to invest in real estate, a real estate fund, okay, at this level. It's not owning a property outright, but you'd be investing in a fund. And you can check them out. Go to our website, morrisinvest.com/connect. And for as little as $500, you can put that, you can keep it in there for about 12 months and you're investing in real estate where you're getting a nice, like, I think it's like 8% return for that year. And you can take it out after a year. Now your money has grown about 8%. You can use it for, you know, whatever. But if it's sitting there in US dollars in a bank account, that's what I would caution you against. Okay. Just be very, very careful if your money is just like sitting there in a bank account right now, in the US dollars. That's what I would worry about. Maybe putting it in precious metals while you get things together with your plans for fixing and flipping. Maybe putting it in metals, you know, gold and silver, something like that. That's something else to consider until you start investing, until you start using it. But that's personally what I would do. I mean, I can't tell you what to do with your money, but I would not want my money sitting there in US dollars. I'd want to have it invested in hard assets like real estate as inflation continues to go up. And then I would go out and search for deals. Try to find off-market deals that need renovation that you know you're able to get for 50, 60 cents on the dollar, and then the money will come to you. Go to local real estate meetups and tell them, here's the deal that I got under contract. You know, it's a fix and flip project. It needs this amount of work. Would you be willing to go in on it with me? And, you know, I'm looking for lenders in order for me to do this in a 90-day project. My next question would be, Danielle, do you have any experience renovating properties? Are you going to have to hire contractors? You know, this is not something you just sort of walk into with no experience. I mean, it's fun to be able to watch those DIY shows on HGTV and so forth, but it's a lot of work. And you've got to know how long you can sit on this private money, how long the permitting process is. Like in New Jersey, for instance, sometimes you'd have to sit there and wait months for them to get permits approved. Well, now you've got a private money loan and 3 months where you're not able to do any work because you haven't got the permits approved. And you're paying 6-8% interest on that hard money for 3 months while the city takes it or the county takes its sweet time getting you approved. All things to consider. All things to consider. I hope I'm giving your brain some movement in this. Thank you, Danielle. All right, our next question here comes to us from Eric.
Hey, Clayton. Eric out here in Long Beach, California. I heard a really great episode of the podcast a couple episodes back where you're talking a little bit about VA financing and a book that somebody had wrote that you knew about on how to use VA financing for investment properties. My son just finished Navy boot camp, and I am coaching him to buy rental units as soon as he possibly can, and I'd love if you could share the name of that book. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric, for the question on the VA loan. I believe you may have even asked me that question during one of our live streams, and hopefully I was able to answer it for you there. But we had Michael Foster on the show a number of years ago. Michael Foster is a veteran, and he wrote a book. He co-wrote a book called Military House Hacking. He wrote it with a couple of other guys, other veterans, How to Earn Passive Income and Create Generational Wealth, Military House Hacking. We'll link it up in the description below so you can check it out. Look, if you're in the military, you are in an amazing opportunity, an amazing position, right? Because you're, especially if you're getting free housing, if you're in the Navy, particularly, you're out on a ship for 6 months or whatever. And during that period of time, you're not having to spend anything on room and board. Right. So all of that money that you're making from the military can go into savings and investing. And then, of course, you're able to get a VA loan to buy a property to live in. Now, the key here is as a VA loan, you personally, I wouldn't want to buy a single family unit with a VA loan that I'm going to live in, because then what is that going to do for me from an investing perspective? What if I could buy a duplex, right? Or a triplex? Right? It's still residential real estate. So now I own a 3-unit building that I'm living in one of the units and I'm renting out the other ones. And I have a 0% interest loan with and a zero down payment loan from a VA. Like, you are given a gift. But if you buy a single unit house where you live in it and no one else does, then you're really not using it to the best of your ability. So I highly recommend thinking about when you're just starting out, making that first purchase be a multifamily, like a duplex, at the very minimum, a duplex or a triplex, where you live in one of the units. Because I think under the VA law, the loan law, you have to show intention of living there. And so, you know, getting your electric bills put in your name and that address, and, you know, you move in. But with the military, you know, you move a lot, right? And you could be, okay, well, I bought this place with a VA loan. I lived in it for 6 months. And guess what? The military wants me to move to Virginia. Okay, military wants to move me. That doesn't mean you have to sell the house. Then you can rinse and repeat. Then you turn that property into a full rental property. and then you move to another location and you do it again, rinse and repeat. So the VA loan is a powerful tool, and it's the least of what we can do to provide for our veterans. Oh my gosh, what sacrifices they've made for our country. So absolutely take advantage of the VA loan to start investing. But read that book, Military House Hacking. Michael Foster was a guest on our show. Thank you everyone for some great questions today. I hope you found this helpful. I hope I didn't discourage anybody too much from certain things, but I want everyone to see things clearly, especially if you're getting involved in the fix and flip landscape. It's very important to know all of the, I've watched it all happen, guys. I've been there. I've seen every manner of permit delays. I've seen, pulling out walls and discovering things they didn't anticipate. And now the costs go up by $20,000. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. So just be very, very careful in that. But I'm a new construction investor. And if you guys would like a full service team to help you get started, you can book a call with our team at Morris Invest. We build new construction properties for our investors. It's fully managed. So with a property management team, all you do is sit back and receive the cash flow once a month from your properties. Again, fully managed in some of the best rental markets in the country. We handle it all with our team from Sidira Wealth and our great property management teams that also we work with. So book a call with our team today. Go to morrisinvest.com. Click on the book a call button and we'll get you started there. And also you can, while you're there on the website, on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a microphone icon. Click that microphone and you can leave us a 30-second voicemail question here on the show. Thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of your summer. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Oh my gosh.
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Whoa! Yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste. Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when Care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on Care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.